Combustion air requirements by code section. What combustion air is, why a gas appliance needs it, and where the requirement lies in code, cited by section only, with the method and the engineering reasoning explained in plain language, never the code text itself. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Combustion air is the air a fuel-burning appliance needs to burn its fuel cleanly and to vent the product safely. A gas furnace or water heater doesn't just need fuel and ignition. It needs a steady supply of oxygen and enough air movement to carry the flue gas up the vent. Starve it of air and you get incomplete combustion, soot, and carbon monoxide. The code spells out how much air and how to provide it, and you cite the section. You don't reproduce the table. How it works. Burning natural gas or propane consumes oxygen. If the appliance is in a tight, sealed space, a small mechanical closet, for example, it can quickly use up the available oxygen and start to starve. A starved flame burns incompletely, and incomplete combustion of a carbon fuel produces carbon monoxide. On top of that, a natural draft appliance relies on air being able to flow into the space to replace what goes up the flue. If the room can't breathe, the vent can spill combustion products back into the building backdrafting. The fix is to make sure the appliance has access to enough air, either from inside the building if the space is big enough to count as a source or brought in from outside through openings, or ducted in. Modern high-efficiency sealed combustion furnaces sidestep a lot of this by pulling combustion air directly from outdoors through a dedicated pipe, but you still have to provide and size that intake per the listing. In the field, the governing references in Indiana which enforces the fuel gas code and the mechanical code are combustion air provisions for fuel gas appliances, the fuel gas code section 304. This is the primary place gas appliance combustion air is addressed. Combustion air in the mechanical code. The mechanical code section 701 covers the general requirement that appliances get the combustion, ventilation, and dilution air they need. Always cross-check the appliance's installation instructions and listing, which can be more specific or more restrictive than the general code. The practical decision tree. Decide if the space is confined or unconfined. Code defines this by the volume of the room relative to the appliance input. A large open basement may supply all the air an appliance needs on its own. A small closet does not. If the space can't supply the air itself, provide openings. The common approaches are the two-opening method, one opening high, one low, connecting to another space or outdoors, and single opening or mechanical slash ducted methods. The high slash low pairing lets cool air in low and lets warmer air circulate, keeping the supply steady. Size the openings by the method the code prescribes for your air source. The required free area depends on the appliance input in BTU per hour and where the air comes from, all indoor, all outdoor, ducted, etc. Outdoor air is denser in supply terms, so outdoor sourced openings are typically smaller than all indoor sourcing for the same input. Size per the section. Don't eyeball it. Account for free area, not gross size. A louver or grill blocks part of the opening. The code makes you use the net free area, and if you don't know the louver's free area, there are default assumptions to fall back on. A pretty grill can cut the usable opening roughly in half. For sealed combustion units, follow the listing's intake sizing and termination. The dedicated combustion air pipe length, diameter, and termination clearances come from the manufacturer. Normal values and targets. I'm giving you the shape of the rule, not the code's table. Size the real job from the section. The sizing scales with appliance input BTU per hour and the air source. A common rule of thumb magnitude for an all-outdoor two-opening arrangement lands near 1 in 2 of free area per several thousand BTU per hour per opening, and all-indoor sourcing requires substantially more area per BTU per hour. Use the fuel gas code section 304 method for the exact figure. These numbers differ by source and method. Two-opening method. One opening within about 12 inches of the top of the space, one within about 12 inches of the bottom. Louver free area defaults. Metal louvers slash grills pass only a fraction of their gross area, often assume on the order of about 75% for metal louvers and far less for wood, unless the actual free area is marked. Verify the real number. High efficiency sealed combustion. Combustion air is piped from outside per the manufacturer. Sizing and termination clearances come from the listing, not the room volume method. Common faults and what they mean. Furnace or water heater in a tight closet with no air openings. Combustion air starvation risk. Poor burns, co. Possible backdraft. Add properly sized openings per the fuel gas code section 304. Soot around the burner or draft hood. Yellow flames. Classic symptoms of inadequate combustion air or a venting problem. Investigate, don't just clean. A nicely louvered door that looks like enough air. The louver's free area may be half the gross. Recheck against the required net free area. Backdrafting slash spillage at the draft hood. The space can't make up the air going up the vent. Often a combustion air or make up air deficiency. Sometimes exhaust fans depressurizing the space. Tech tips and gotchas. The biggest field mistake is confusing gross opening size with free area. A 12x12 grill is 144 in 2 of hole, but maybe about 108 in 2 of actual air path with a metal louver, and a lot less with wood. Always work in net free area. Watch for the house fighting itself. A tight modern home with big kitchen and bath exhaust fans can depressurize a mechanical room and backdraft a natural draft appliance even when the combustion air openings technically meet code. If you see spillage, think about whole house pressure, not just the closet. Don't assume a high-efficiency furnace needs the same room openings as the old natural draft unit you pulled out. A sealed combustion 90% plus furnace usually brings its own combustion air through a pipe, but you have to install and size that intake to the listing, including length limits and termination clearances from windows, vents, and grade. When you're unsure whether a space is confined, do the volume math against the input rating before you decide you don't need openings. It feels roomy isn't the test. The code's volume per BTU threshold is. Safety slash code notes. Primary citations. Indiana enforces the fuel gas code and the mechanical code. Combustion air for gas appliances. The fuel gas code section 304. Mechanical code combustion slash ventilation slash dilution air. The mechanical code section 701. The appliance listing and installation instructions also govern and can be more restrictive. Inadequate combustion air is a direct carbon monoxide hazard. Incomplete combustion produces CO, and backdrafting pushes it into the living space. Recommend working CO alarms. Size openings by net free area, using the code's louver assumptions when the actual free area isn't marked. This article cites sections only and explains the method in plain language. Confirm the exact required areas in the adopted code edition for the jurisdiction, since figures can vary by edition.